Rewind, the 2024 edition on Web Radio Classics. March 4th, 1791.
Moonlight in Vermont.
Vermont, the 14th state, was admitted to the United States on this day. It sits way up in the northeast corner of the United States, adjacent to New York, nestled in the Green Mountains, so it's known as the Green Mountain State. Coincidentally, that's what the French phrase Vermont means. Vermont, Green Mountain. On March 4th, 1877.
There's a destination a little up the road from the habitations of the towns we know. It's two turntables and a microphone. It's two
Emil Berliner, the man behind so many inventions, came up with the thing called the microphone. Good thing, too, because otherwise you wouldn't be hearing this rewind right now. March 4th, 1937. The Biltmore Hotel in Los Angeles was the setting for the 9th Annual Academy Awards for the films of 1936. The best Oscar picture went to The Great Ziegfeld. Best actor was Paul Muni in The Story of Louis Pasteur. Best actress, Louise Rayner in The Great Ziegfeld. The best song, Dorothy Fields and Jerome Kern for The Way You Look Tonight from the movie Swing Time. On March 4th, 1942... The Stage Door Canteen opened on West 44th Street in New York City. The canteen became widely known as a service club for men in the armed forces and a much welcomed place to spend what would otherwise have been lonely hours. The USO, the United Service Organization, grew out of the canteen operation to provide entertainment for American troops around the world. March 4th, 1943. The 15th Academy Awards presentation drew Hollywood luminaries to the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles to celebrate the great work done during the year 1942. Everybody seemed to like Mrs. Miniver from MGM better than any other movie that year. It won the Oscar. That movie was so good that it won William Wyler the Best Director Oscar, Greer Garson the Best Actress statuette, and Teresa Wright the Best Actress in a Supporting Role Oscar. James Cagney was presented the Best Actor Oscar for Yankee Doodle Dandy, and Van Heflin won the Best Actor in a Supporting Role for Johnny Eager. And one other award worth mentioning, a guy named Irving Berlin picked up the Best Song Oscar for a little ditty he had written for the film Holiday Inn, White Christmas. On March 4th, 1950...
Cinderella! Cinderella! Oh, where is that?
Here I am.
Well, don't just stand there. Bring up the breakfast trays at once and hurry.
Walt Disney's Cinderella was released. It was the first full-length animated feature film in 8 years from the man who brought us Mickey Mouse. March 4th, 1985...
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby.
Baby, oh baby, I love you so madly.
Dr. Spock's Baby and Child Care was published with Dr. Michael Rothenberg sharing authorship with Dr. Benjamin Spock, the baby doc. It was the fifth edition of the book to be published. 30,000 copies have been printed, second only to the Bible in the bestseller category. The number one record on this date in 1979 was...
Weren't you the one who tried to break me? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, not I. I will survive.
I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. And that's Rewind for March 4th, 2024.
Listen for Rewind twice daily at 7:20 a.m. and 4:20 p.m. here on Web Radio Classics, the best music you forgot.